Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's day 27 of Audio Mode 2014. It's Friday night, the 27th of June, and it's 9:15. And this is my second contribution of the day. I'm home alone. Well, home alone. I'm here with my two small children asleep upstairs. At least I hope they're asleep. My wife has gone out for the evening. It is the school that she works at have their prom. Prom, what's all that about? We didn't have a prom when we were at school. We had a school disco, you know, once a term or something. But we didn't have a prom. What's a prom all about? It's an American thing, isn't it? But all the schools seem to have a prom now. And apparently all the kids get picked up in like limousines and stuff. And they all come in like black tie and things like that. What's all that all about? Bonkers. But yes, anyway, she's off doing that tonight. Which... sounds like hell to me. Me and children, apart from my own, don't really mix. Horrible little creatures. And on the subject of creatures, the reason that I'm speaking to you now is because I've decided I'm going to do another hashtag rat-arsed. I was sitting there watching a bit of telly, reading through a few tweets, talking to sentient bots on Twitter. Yes, sentient bots who apparently are asexual, which is interesting. Either that or just very confused. The jury's out. And I was sitting there thinking, I just fancy a beer. And the only beer I've got in the house are bottled ales, the unusual ones that I've picked up over the last few days in Tesco, etc. And I thought, if I drink one of those without doing a hashtag rat-arsed beery boo, I'd feel a bit guilty. And I was thinking, do I want to go and record another audio boo? Do I want to do another hashtag rat asked? How badly do I want to be it? And I was just kind of toying with the idea. And then Big Rick sealed it for me. He posted a picture on Twitter. That's Big Rick, all one word, who posted a picture on Twitter of him opening a bottle of banana bread beer. That was it. I needed beer. Unfortunately, I didn't have banana bread beer. But I knew I had some tasty brews in my fridge. So I thought, I may as well do a hashtag rat-arsed. So this is the second one in 2 days. Let's get on with it, shall we? The beer I'm going to do tonight then. You see, I mentioned creatures, didn't I? Clever segue. This is from the Black Sheep Brewery. Now, I've had a couple of Black Sheeps before. I think they do one that's just called Black Sheep. You get them around sort of Yorkshire area. I think it might be a Yorkshire brewery. I'll probably find out in a minute when I read the label. And this one's called Black Sheep Brewery, All Creatures Bright and Beautiful. Yeah, never heard of it. Spotted it on the shelf. Thought, give that a try. Might be tasty. So I'll do my usual rundown of the bottle and bore you all stupid for a couple of minutes. There's a horrible click coming from my headphones. They're really old and plasticky. So yes, apologies if you can hear that. So... on the crown cap, we have a black crown cap with Black Sheep Ale written in very, very swirly writing around the top. It's very pretty, but it's very swirly. It's one of those things where you, as you rotate the bottle, you can read the word, but you can't read it very well from an angle. It just like squiggles from an angle. You know, the writing on the road, how it looks a bit daft if you look at it from up above, but when you look at it from an angle, it looks... What am I talking about? Shut up, Graham. Get on with the beer. Anyway, so yes, then the neck label is just says Black Sheep Brewery with, in its the usual Black Sheep logo, the black background with the ram's head on the top. And then the background is like a really bright green with some... lines on it which are supposed to look like dry stone walls across fields. There's even like a little sort of shepherd's hut or sheep pen or something on one of them. Yeah, it's very pretty. And then the main label is again bright green with the same sort of field markings on it. It says All Creatures in big white letters with a gold trim, and then underneath it says Bright and Beautiful with the big image of the ram's head. And then it says Yorkshire Pale Ale. Well, yeah, it is Yorkshire. I could have read that, couldn't I? Yorkshire Pale Ale. Alcohol 4% by volume. Any embossing? Yeah, they've got just some hops embossed into the bottle around the neck. And nothing around the bottom. The back label. So, All Creatures. brewed in celebration of famous veterinary character James Herriot. This is a light, bright Yorkshire Pale Ale with a stubborn, hoppy kick. It's carefully crafted at our brewery in Masham, in the heart of Herriot country, using a blend of Fuggles, Goldings and Bramling Cross whole flower hops. Okay, and then the rest is just the usual garbage. I used to love James Herriot when I was a kid. It was always on the telly, wasn't it? With Peter Davidson and was it Christopher Timothy? I can't remember who the guy was. He used to play Siegfried Farn and the old cantankerous vet. But yeah, it was. I used to love it. Always makes me think of my nana. That's twice I've talked about my nana in a couple of days. Anyway, let's get this one drunk, shall we? Because I've been waffling for far too long. So, ooh, that wasn't bad. Let's go for the real thing. That was quite good. I don't know why I do an impression of a bottle cap opening before I actually open the bottle cap. It's just a habit I've got into, I guess. Here we go. Ooh, that smells lush. Wow. Literally, that just popped out the bottle as soon as I cracked the cap. Right, let's go for the pour. Ooh. This looks good. Smells fantastic. Wow. Good pouring, Graham. Good pouring. Good skills, sir. Good skills. Got a nice, light, thick, fluffy head on there. It's very, 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 very light in colour. Very, very clear. Whoa. Looks great. That looks perfect, you know, for like a hot day when you just come off the hill. You just walked a good sort of 7 or 8 miles in blazing sunshine. That's the type of thing you want to see sitting on the bar waiting for you when you walk into the pub. Smells lovely. Like I say, nice, thick, fairly dense head, which I like a lot. Not very sparkly, although there's a bit of fizz there. Let's give it a bash. Cheers. Oh, by heck, that's gorgeous. Oh, my word. Oh, yes. That's exactly what you want sitting on the bar for you when you've just come off the hill. That's amazingly refreshing. Goodness me. Yeah. With that. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's lush. It's only been out of my fridge for about 15 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, so it's still very, very cold. There's a nice bit of condensation on the glass. But so refreshing. But with a very, very long-lasting hoppy flavour in the mouth. Oh, wow. That is something special. That really is. Oh, my word. Literally, it's got all the attributes of a full flavoured bitter, but with all the refreshingness of a lager. Or oh man, that's amazing! That's not completely not what I was expecting. That's kind of knocked me sideways. That's lovely. Wow. Oh, I wish I had another bottle of that now. I really do. I've got some other unusual brews in the fridge, but I haven't got another one of that. Oh, that would go down so well, though. That's a proper session beer. That is lovely. Wow. I don't really know what else to say. The head's kind of hanging on a bit, despite the fact I've probably nearly drunk half of it now. God, that's so nice. But yes, that is definitely a very, very refreshing summer beer, without a doubt. If someone bought me a pint of that as I came off the Yorkshire Three Peaks. Oh, one word. Daylight Gambler and Sarah Hubbock. I would be very happy if we just done 26 miles and I was presented with that. Lovely stuff. Black Sheep Brewery. All creatures. Bright and beautiful. Yorkshire Pale Ale. # rat arsed. Go try it, people. Catch you all later. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Oh, for